we needed from Dr. Green.
All right.
Thank you. Moving to order, 4:45, Steve Ahmet.
Sean Meskey.
Dennis Anderson.
Ron Christensen.
Janelle Summers.
Steve Oakens.
Mike McGuire.
Bridget Buckingham.
All right. Thank you. The first meeting, first item on the agenda, we have any public comments? I don't see anybody here. We have the mayor and Audrey also in the audience. Personnel policy, sick leave section. We've all been mailed that.
Correct.
First one that we can turn over to you.
All right. Well, it came to our attention that this or add a member of the employee's immediate household was not, it was in one section of the personnel policy. It was in the agreements, but it wasn't in the donation part. This whole donation of sick leave was not in here, including this or a member of the employee's immediate household. So what we wanted to propose and recommend to the committee is to add the donation of sick leave into the personnel policy so it matches what the agreement is saying. But we went a little step further because it is my recommendation from my experience with this area of donation of sick leave that you don't tighten it up so much that it only pertains to what it says here, life-threatening situations. I feel like what you think is life-threatening could be totally different than what we, you know, what another thinks. So I don't think we should tighten it up that much. I have seen them where they have said more than 16 hours can be donated if it is a life-threatening condition. So that is something to consider, but that I didn't want to propose that at this time. I just felt it was best to make sure the donation of sick time is put into the personnel policy so it matches the agreement, and to omit the stipulations at this point because they aren't listed there either.
Great.
Okay.
Bridget also looked at what other cities are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, I'd say the vast majority are 16, but some are greater. But I think for now 16 is a...
Right.
16 hours is a fair start.
Mm-hmm. Questions or comments from the committee?
Move to approve the recommendation.
Second.
Any further discussion? Go ahead, Ron.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. could you describe, since you crossed most of this out, what exactly, to what level or lower level will we go to allow this?
What level of employee you mean?
No, a level of life-threatening or,
oh.
Since it's all taken out of here. What I mean is a cold certainly isn't gonna work.
Right. I think that it's up to the discretion of the supervisor to know his or her employees,
mm-hmm.
what and situation. There's a, you know, the HIPAA law kind of plays into this, so I think it's between the supervisor and the employee for the supervisor to determine and approve,
mm-hmm.
for a donation of sick time if that particular employee has run out. So I don't think a level should be placed on it at this point.
Okay, so we're leaving it up to the supervisor to say, okay, this is meets that.
We can certainly, you know, revisit this if we see abuse happening with the donation of sick time and supervisors not recognizing that, but I don't foresee that. From what I've been hearing, it's not even used that often.
Correct, right.
So I say let's not be so particular at this point.
Also, if you look at the city administrator does have some rights to deny it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if it gets too carried away.
Right, mm-hmm. And on page two, is that Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Or
number six.
Oh, number six, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
Sean, you have any questions?
No, I was just going to... You've kind of already addressed it. My deal would be the subjectivity. You know, when you have something clearly defined like this, it's cleaner for people to go, it doesn't fall into this box.
Right.
But then who makes the determination? And according to this, it would be actually a physician, which actually takes out supervisor out of it entirely, which I think is probably pretty extreme one way.
Yeah.
But it is one of those things, what would happen, in your experience, have you seen where certain ones are granted and others that would be similar are not, because that would be where you run into mm-hmm. it when you loosen it so much. So I can see mm-hmm. tighten it too much, which we probably have here, mm-hmm. and it's out of the hands of our own place. Or it's so loose that you have subjectivity where you can actually
sure.
not apply the same rules. And in your experience, you don't foresee that happening, but have you seen that anywhere else
no.
either?
No. It really hasn't been an issue. It isn't used that often.
Well, and plus, it's you're taking
right.
something that was your right. sick leave and giving it away.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Right.
Right.
Mr. Christensen.
No, I just hold my hands.
Okay. thank you for, first sure. of all, catching that and bringing that up. I think having the discretion or the flexibility, I think, is a key thing. So the employees feel that they're appreciated and they mm-hmm. they can do what they want.
Okay.
I'll call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. All right. Compensation classification study update.
Boy, I wish I could deliver something great here. It's not done. It will be, hopefully. We would like to reschedule a meeting to discuss it. I put an email out to Ann asking her if she could possibly have it done by the 16th, because we would like to, I kind of thought we would meet again on the 16th. There was a holdup of getting some information to her that we didn't know about and until 2 weeks ago, Mike, was it? And then mm-hmm. it was the end of that first week, my first week there, here. And then the two people we had to rescore, the supervisor was on vacation last week, didn't come back until, of course, yesterday or Monday. We rescored, got it over to her, and she's out of town, so with some work. So it's not ready like we had hoped. We thought it would be, so I apologize for that, but that's the business on that. So we had to do some rescoring to get to her, and just timing.
So we had talked about meeting on the 16th, so we'll want to get, if that's okay with the committee, we need to get back to her and tell her, well, the 14th at the latest, but preferably the Friday. But anyway, so we have it 3-4 days, so we can go out to the committee and so that we can look at it.
Okay.
Give us time to review it. That'd be great. That's long right. waiting, but I'm glad. At least now you see the end.
Mm-hmm. I was really hoping for the end to be today. It's a little disappointing
well, so
to me,
waiting.
But all right.
Thanks for the update.
You bet. And the health insurance.
Yeah. What?
Well, that's good news. I got progress on that finally. We are going to have on the 10th, Jean Thule is going to come out and be here for employees. We got the agreement signed and over to him and whatnot, so with what everybody had agreed upon.
This is the VEBA.
Yeah.
Or the HSA.
So he's coming out on the 10th. Me and him will discuss prior to meeting with employees, because I do have a few questions, and he's a little hard to work with through email. So I'll discuss in person with him, and then the employees will come in. I will sit there as well, so... It'll be on the 10th. So that's my update.
Okay, go ahead, Sean.
On that piece, with that meeting, is it possible that you would have any way to bring people from the utilities in, maybe a couple folks that are on that plan? Because they expressed willingness to talk about that if there was any questions, because a lot of them are on that plan.
On the VEBA?
Exactly, mm-hmm. and they could share the experiences of it, because they said
That'd be awesome.
They were very positive, so maybe mm-hmm. maybe touch base and see if they could bring a couple of employees to that meeting.
Can you tell me who they are?
I would just go right through John.
Oh, through John.
And
okay.
then have him identify some folks there, because okay. I talked to him about it, and he said that they would be more than happy to have some people talk about testimonials of how that plan is working, because if employees, I'm sure, will have some questions. And
right.
it's fine to get it from one source, but to get it from other employees would probably be better.
Exactly.
Great idea, Sean. Yeah, if we could get, there's always that disparity, the younger employees and growing families and the senior people need more insurance, and what they can do based on they're married or single.
Right.
Is there any way we can maybe get a more senior employee and a maybe younger employee, and it might be able to relate to one another a little better, sure. To piggyback on your great idea.
Right. I don't have a monopoly on those, that's for sure.
That's good. Is there anything else in the VEBA plan we need to discuss? We've talked about it for a long time. And
it's got to be sold. That's all.
That's it.
Yeah.
Most employees over there will be good salespeople.
And I've had it before, so.
Good.
Yep. I'm a fan of it, so.
Great.
Yeah. Just so you know.
Thanks. Mr. Blair, do you have any comments on that or VEBA plans?
No. It's. It'll be good to get the meeting set up and get it done because the employees have been asking about it. And I've assured them that as soon as Bridget got here, we'd be right on top of it, and it's, she is. So.
Well, that's great.
It's a priority.
It is.
Next year will be sooner, though, because we're a little bit behind. Mm-hmm. But it'll be sooner next year.
Okay. Fantastic.
Providing y'all keep me.
Is there any unfinished business that we have to discuss or things we've been not, I know there's a few things in my mind, but I don't want to bring them up now. I'm a short timer like Dennis, but anything else in the old business, new business?
We might have the quickest meeting on record if we adjourn.
This could very well be that. Is there anything else come before this committee? If not,
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Right. And the 16th is okay with everybody's schedule?
Yeah, work out.
All right, good.
We're flexible.
Well, don't count on that one being short.
Great. Okay. We'll make up for sure.
Yeah.
16.
Yep.